Shovels are plunged into the soil of a vacant lot on College Avenue in Fayetteville as a small group breaks ground on a new Habitat for Humanity home. Joseph Marquez, the future owner of the home, is among those in attendance. The Sam's Club associate says he found out about the organization through a flyer. He applied and says, by the grace of God, he qualified to receive a new home.
I'm blessed to have a lot of great people around me, and blessed to have Habitat here for me and doing a great job to get me in a place and have me my own place.
This will be the 45th house built by Habitat for Humanity of Washington County since its inception in the early 90s. Wendy Jones has been with the organization for 8 years and its executive director for the last two.
Well, Habitat for Humanity is a ecumenical Christian housing ministry. And basically what we do is we work with low-income families in Washington County that qualify to become a Habitat homeowner through strict guidelines that we have, such as they have to fall within HUD's 30 to 60 percentile income range, and then they have to have been a resident in Washington County for at least a year, and they have to have a job because they are repaying a loan to us. The beauty of it is that we work with volunteer labor from people within our community come out and they volunteer to help build the house, and that's how we're able to keep the cost of the house affordable to the homeowner, and then we actually give them a loan, a 0% interest loan, typically for 20 to 25 years, that they repay back to Habitat, and then they become the homeowner.
Jones says this is the fourth house built by the organization this year. In recent years, she says the group has constructed about two houses annually. To select the owner of a Habitat for Humanity home, Jones says the organization reviews applications about once a year.
They will call us or email us with an inquiry about how to become a Habitat homeowner, and we pre-qualify them. And then usually once a year we go through a family selection process, and they are required, just like a typical loan, they're required to come in with a lot of paperwork, and then they fill out their application. And then we have a family selection committee that actually reviews all those applications and makes a determination as to whether it's a good fit, because we actually partner with these homeowners, and that's them working, doing sweat equity to become a Habitat homeowner. And their sweat equity basically is their down payment on their home. And but our family selection committee will actually go and do home visits to assess their need, to see if they really do have a need for housing. And then once the family selection committee makes the determination as to whether it's a good fit and there is a need, then they take that to the board, and our board of directors approves the applicant to become a homeowner.
As a nonprofit, Habitat for Humanity relies on help from volunteers. Some of Marquez's co-workers are already forming teams that will help him build his new home. The organization also receives some assistance when gathering the supplies needed to construct a house.
Materials are purchased typically at a discount, but we do get a lot of the materials for the houses donated to us from various vendors, whether it might be the heat and air system, or we might get labor from a licensed contractor that will come in and donate their labor, such as the electrical or the plumbing. And so that also helps reduce our costs on the house. And what we do on our mortgages is that we sell the house to the homeowner for exactly what it cost us to build it. So that's where it's 0% interest and no profit for us.
More information is available at 479-575-9696 or at habitatwashingtoncoar.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
But it's more than a new home. It's going to be a new chapter in this family's life. And we just ask that you bless the time that we all work on this site, that we come together in fellowship, and that we change lives and change neighborhoods and change communities. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.